People are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. The death of the young and the vital, whether by tragic accident or sudden disease, is a bitter thing to swallow. You see, we tend to think of ourselves and those around us as somehow permanent, our plans as essential, our achievements noteworthy and continuing. But this is really wishful thinking, or just plain arrogance, isn't it? We human beings like to overrate ourselves and what we do in ways that are both unrealistic and harmful. So what's the alternative? To say nothing matters? To live with continually heavy hearts? No. While what we plan and say and do is far from lasting, what God has promised and done stands forever. And He has said it and done it for us. It is not only true, it is our comfort and our refuge. In stark contrast with human self-glorification, the Son of God has humbled Himself to live and die in our place, and in fulfillment of God's promises, returned from the grave to give us life or death, and to be our daily comfort.